This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Depending on where you are, school's either been back for a while now or is going to get going real soon. But either way, this back-to-school season is unlike any we've ever seen. Masks, sometimes. Remote options, sometimes. Testing, sometimes. Stressful all the time for students and their parents, and for teachers, too, who've been at the center of all this for the past year and a half. That, then, is the setup for today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Catherine Fink, and I'm a high school English teacher and a first-year law student in Longmont, Colorado. You know, I went into teaching because teachers were the happiest people I knew. They were so kind and generous and loving and gave me so much. And, you know, come to find out when you're actually a teacher that a lot of teaching behind the scenes is really hard and can be really draining, and the burnout factor is real. I love teaching, and I really think that if it was more financially rewarding, I might stay in it. You know, I hate saying that. I don't want to be the kind of person who just thinks about money, but with three kids to put through college and just to survive in today's world, like, I just wish that people respected teachers enough to pay us what we're worth. One of the wonderful things about teaching is the summers, right? So while the kids were at summer camp, I would study for the LSAT, and I took it once and did okay, but I really wanted to apply for a scholarship. So I actually got a tutor to help me get two more points, but I got it and I got the scholarship, so I think it was worth it. If I just kind of look at the numbers, we're still going to be short about $1,000 a month. So that's rough, but I'm going to do the student loan thing again. And, you know, the kids are offering to have a lemonade stand. I don't know. My son wants to sell the origami that he makes. Everybody's pitching in. So I think we'll be okay. It's pretty phenomenal that I live where this program exists. Basically, you do all asynchronous work during the week, and then two weekends a month, you go on campus and do in-person classes. So my goal right now is to get up at 5 and exercise, get ready for the school day, teach, and then use my planning periods to do all my schoolwork at school, which I've never accomplished before, but I'm bound and determined to do it this year, so that when I go home, I can put in a couple of hours of law school work before the kids get home. I think the hardest thing for me is kind of letting go at home and not being the organizer of everything and just trusting life will go on without me at home. But I also think it's really good, especially for young kids, to see their mom pursuing her passions. And hopefully they will look back and realize that, you know, although we had time where we were missing each other or we were apart or I wasn't there to, you know, share those experiences, that I'm someone they can be proud of and look up to.
Catherine Fink, teaching high school English and going to law school in Longmont, Colorado. You know, this series only works with your help, so do let us know what's going on in your personal economy, would you? There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy.